I'm wrestling these guys, and they're just grown men.
Grown-ass
like,
men.
Yeah,
grown-ass men.
Yeah, grown-ass men. Like, motorcycle club, grown-ass, but the jackets. I'm like, oh, man, this one guy had...
Big Sean, whole squad came through looking like some villains.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Big Chillin', the number one podcast in Hartsville, South Carolina. If you're a new listener, make sure you hit that follow button. Also, make sure you swipe down to the description and check out the freshest podcast merch in the game and leave a review. We've got a very special and exciting episode in store for you today. Our guest today is Coco Wrestler / NCAA Division II National Qualifier. Got my man PJ in the building. What's going on, bro?
How's it going, Zach?
How you been?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Just training in school. That's all.
I'm right there with you. You ready? So, I want to address this because I know we talked about it. You have 3 more years of eligibility. So how's for the listener? Like, how's that work for those who don't know?
Well, a red shirt in collegiate athletics is... Well, you're not allowed to compete for the team. Like, for example, if I was, I'm on a wrestling team, I'm not allowed to wear the team's singlet. So I can't wear the big C on my chest on my singlet if I'm going out there and competing if I want a red shirt. As soon as I wear that C, it's over. Like, it's different for other sports. Like, in football, you're allowed to play a certain amount of games in order to red shirt, like, to be on the roster for a certain amount of games. Like, I think it's like 2 or 3. Same thing with, like, soccer. But individual sports like wrestling, as soon as you put on your team singlet, it's over. Your red shirt's pulled. So I gotta wear like other singlets, like, you know, Coker used to have
the generic.
Yeah, you know, just like
I can black,
it can, be a, it can be a black and red singlet, you know. But I used to wear Coker used to have a regional training center, so I wore the orange and black Swamp Fox singlet. And there's certain types of red shirts you have. Like, depends on the sport. Wrestling, normal red shirts, just like every other sport. There's also medical red shirt, which I also got because I had shoulder surgery during the blue versus gold match. I tore my shoulder, had to get shoulder surgery, and I was out for the season, so that's a medical red shirt. And then last year, with COVID, all the winter sports were given another year of eligibility, so I got lucky there. I got the wrestle start, and I got that year back. So, you're like, I saw a bunch of guys at Nationals, and they're like 5-time All-Americans, 5-time National Qualifiers. You got guys at, you know, D1 NCAAs. They're like, oh, yeah, this guy's a 5-time All-American, you know, like guys from NC State and Iowa. And it just baffles me. Like, you'll never get that again in the career, like, in the history of, like, any sport. Where you have, like, winter sports, obviously, where you have 5-time qualifiers, like, these crazy accolades. So I have, this was my first real year. So technically, I'm a senior in college, I'm graduating. But when it comes to sports, I'm a redshirt freshman. So this is my freshman year.
Dude, that's exciting. And I know you're excited to come back and have three more years to be able to wrestle.
Yeah.
But I want to talk to you today because so far, right, you've had such a crazy career, right? I'm going to start back from high school. You wrestled for Carolina Forest. Shout out to all the Panthers out there.
Oh, yeah.
You were a 3-time county and region champion in 2018, 5A state runner-up. And then you were able to go to the next level and wrestle D2. And this year, right, you were able to qualify for the big NCAA Division II tournament. So how did that feel? And, I mean, obviously, I know you've been working for this goal for a long time. So how did it feel to actually, like, make the big tournament?
It was speechless. Honestly, I never, like, obviously everyone has their goals to make, but there was always that, everyone has that little voice in the back of their head, and my voice was saying that, like, you know, like, there's a point where I was just happy to start, because, you know, South Carolina isn't the best known state for its wrestling, you know. Yeah, I was a 5A runner-up, but when I got to college, oh, man, I was that kid in the corner getting beat up every single day by those older guys.
Me and you both.
Yeah. I never, like, if you told me, you know, my freshman year, just coming to Coker, that I was going to be 157-pounder NCAA qualifier, I would have been like, nah, I don't know about all that.
Because you started out, right? You were like at 133?
Yeah, I wrestled 126 my senior year of high school. So I was going to be like a 25, 33 pounder. I was like 5'6", and I've surprisingly grown. I mean, obviously, you know, we grow, but I didn't think I was going to grow like I did. Yeah, I was on my roster. I actually had a change this year. It still says 5'7", and I'm like 5'10 and a half. And so it's wild.
Got to round up, bro. Always
got to round up.
But yeah, no, I mean, that's really exciting, and it's a huge accomplishment by itself. When you got there, right? Because obviously you took third in the region, and then when you got there, I know you were talking about it in class, how everyone you were wrestling had a mustache. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, man. I just realized how little and young they made me feel. Like Division Two, like Division One, there is an age limit, but Division Two, there's not really an age limit. The club coach for a club in Spartanburg area, their coach went back to college and wrestled for 2 more years. The guy was 32 years old. So you can go back whenever you want. So I'm wrestling these guys, and they're just grown men.
Grown-ass
like,
men.
Yeah,
men.
Yeah, grown-ass men. Like, motorcycle club, grown-ass, but the jackets. I'm like, oh, man. This one guy had – this whole team at the tournament had – these amazing mustaches. It actually was intimidating. I was like, wow, like, and I had the baby face, you know, I could pass for 18 still, even though I'm 21. And these guys just have like these amazing mustaches, like coming out of the coal mine mustaches. I was like, wow, I need to up my game. And I'm starting to grow some right now just because of how intimidated I was.
Right, right. So what I'm hearing next year when you qualify again, you have a full-grown mustache.
Oh, yeah. Handlebar, everything.
I feel you. But like I said, dude, like, you know, everyone gets into the sport of wrestling in, like, a very unique way. For you, like, when did you start wrestling, and what made you get into wrestling?
Well, I lived in New York for the first portion, like the first half of my life so far. I moved to South Carolina when I was in eighth grade, so I was around like 12, 13 years old. And I started wrestling at 6. And that's like, you know, up north, wrestling is so much bigger. Like, you start at a young age. Like, me starting at 6 was normal. Meanwhile, down here, starting in middle school or early high school is normal. So I was wrestling for a long time. My dad was a youth coach. So, you know, he dragged me to practice, and I really, like, you know, I didn't want to go. The only reason I went was because, you know, we play games at the end. You know, like, little kid stuff, you know. Little kids don't want to be there for an hour and a half, you know, like, doing technique and all that. You know, the best part was when we went live, you know, like, live sparring wrestling, and we play a game at the end if we were good. But as I gotten older, you know, all credit to my dad for keeping me in the sport. I'm so happy that, like, I still wrestle. I'm so determined to, you know, to keep going. And, you know, as I got older, I got more into it. I really realized, like, that I love this sport. When I went to a baseball camp, because I was, like, I like baseball a little bit more than wrestling at the time. Mm-hmm. And I went to a baseball camp, and I was in the corner there. I was the beat up dummy equivalent to baseball. I had to be like 4'10", and these kids are like 12 years old, and they're like 5'7", you know, hitting home runs way faster, way stronger. I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm good. And I like to be in a sport where there's weight categories, you know? Yeah, you know, guys playing football, like, you know, you're 200 pounds, you're getting hit by a guy who's 300 pounds. Yeah,
right.
That's not fun.
Yeah, definitely.
And I started winning, too. So I started losing my interest in baseball, and I started gaining my interest in wrestling because I started winning. You know, winning's fun. Hmm. And I started winning a few tournaments. I'm like, I've been wrestling for a long time, but it never really clicked, you know? I never really had that aggression. I still really don't have the aggression like a lot of guys do. But I started loving the sport. And by the time I came down here in eighth grade, you know, fresh off of, like, New York style wrestling, I was...
You come to South Carolina.
Yeah, I just started waxing everybody. I'm like, yeah, you know, big man on campus, right. You know, middle school, taking the bus to the high school, rolling around with those guys. And then once I got to high school, again, it was totally different. It was like that same transition from high school to college. I realized, like, you know, I'm wrestling grown-ass men. My first match in high school, I was a 96-pound freshman wrestling 106, and I wrestled a 106 senior from some school in North Carolina. Beat the crap out of me. I was like, yeah, this is not fun. But then I won a few more matches that day. I'm like, okay, it's fun now. Like, I was still in that part of my life where I was, like, really trying to find what I wanted to do, like, you know, athletically. Because I was bouncing from everything from age 5 to 12. Everyone does. But mine was, like, on a different level.
All right.
And wrestling was the only sport that I actually kept with. And then once I... Honestly, each year, I've gotten more and more into it. Like, I've never lost a love for a sport. It's actually grown. Now that I made NCAAs, I've never been more determined.
No, that's awesome. And to touch on, you were saying, like, not losing the love for the sport, right? Because I feel like there's such thing as getting burned out. And, like, you started from a very young age. And even to still wrestle year-round and to keep with it, especially as a tough sport like wrestling, right? Like, you have to love it. You have to stay in it. So that's really cool that, like, you've never lost love for it. I remember a few years ago, I don't know if you remember, I remember me and you eating at Sophia's Pizzeria. Shout out to Sophia's. And I remember we were just talking about wrestling. And, you know, I think this is when you had your shoulder was in a sling. And, like, just talking to you, I could tell how much you love the sport. And I remember, like, I thought I liked the sport. And then I met you, and I was like, yeah, I don't love this enough. But how do you feel about that? Like, do you think there's a great age to start wrestling? Or do you think it don't really matter whenever you feel you're ready or kids are ready?
Well, I've seen the spectrum. I've seen kids that start off at 6 years old, keep the love like I did, and they do great things. Yet, I've also seen kids that start at 12 or 13, even freshmen, sophomores in high school, and their first year, they have records like 2-25, all of a sudden, 2 years later, they're state champions and they're wrestling in college. So it just depends on the person, honestly. I mean, obviously, you got to give yourself time. You don't want to wrestle in college if you just started your senior year in high school.
Right, yeah.
But it all depends on the person, how determined they are. Honestly, I'd say, like, as a bell curve kind of deal, where, like, I would say middle school. Like, 7th grade would be a perfect time to start wrestling.
I agree. I think it's... I actually that's when I started. I got to practice, because in middle school, right, 6th grade, you can't play sports.
Yeah.
At least, you know, for here we couldn't. But I could go and watch and practice and do all that, which it gave me a huge leg up whenever I did start wrestling in 7th grade. But I had that whole year just to practice and observe and train. But, like, for you, what do you think is, like, next? Obviously, you get to come back to Coker. You get to wear the big C on your chest. Are you excited? Are you, like you said, you're determined? Are you going to wrestle 157 again? Like, what was
it? Yeah, I'm really excited to come back, actually. Like, now that, I've accomplished what, honestly... That was my main goal in college, was to qualify for NCAAs. But now that I did it, I'm like, yeah, I'm not done. I got a taste of the arena. I want to go back every year. I want to go 4 times in a row, you know. And now I'm coming back, I'm the as of right now that I know, I'm the only returning grad student that's competing. So I'm the old guy in the room, you know, the older guy. I mean,
isn't that crazy? Like, I feel like just, like, not long ago we were freshmen in college.
Yeah, it was just, it goes by so fast.
It really does. And, you know, I've always heard, like, once you graduate from high school and you go to college, I feel like time just, like, it really does go fast. And, you know, 2018, being a freshman, it doesn't seem that long ago. College really does go by super, super fast.
Especially this year, honestly. There was times when I was, you know, couldn't wait, and I'm like, oh man, this really sucks. But now it's all over, I'm like, wow, it went by really fast. That's what I tell myself when I'm losing weight. Like, you know, that's what most guys tell themselves, like, oh, it's gonna be over in a flash. It is. Like, you know, one night you're curled up in your room just like trying to sleep off that last pound. The next day you're weighed in and it felt like that didn't even happen. Like, that's why, like, when, like, guys, you know, complain about the whole weight cutting thing. There's a few reasons. Like, you know, one, you're not doing it right. And two is, like, you're getting caught up in the moment. You know, like, just think about other things. Like, I've seen guys that just, like, do it terribly. And I've seen guys that just, like, mentally, they get down on themselves. You know, honestly, like, obviously you got to find something to pass the time. Like, I just watch movies or read. It sucks. It sucks a lot, especially going to class. Like, it sucks. I'm not saying it doesn't suck. It sucks a lot. But, no, I'm definitely saying 57. Yeah, I went to that tournament. Actually, honestly, the whole season, I felt like the smallest guy. I was always talking about throughout the season. I'm like, oh, man, I really feel like I should go 49. I'm just like, I just felt so small. They made me, like, but what I had was I was faster, and I had a way better, stamina than they did. The better gas tank, that's what we call it.
Right, because you weren't cutting so much weight, right?
Yeah, it was just, I've always had a good gas tank, though. Like, I've always been wrestling guys that were better than me. And the third period, you know, I just tear them up. You know, I'll take them down a few times for the winner. Yeah, that's how I beat a returning All-American this year. He was kicking my ass. I mean, I beat him earlier in the year, but it was, like, you know, by the skin of my teeth.
So you wrestled twice?
Yeah, we wrestled twice in his home gym in Newberry. And he had a face, like, he was like, I'm not losing in front of my home crowd. And I was the first match. I'm not used to being the first match. That's for the 125-pounder. He's not the middleweight class. Right. Like, I like wrestling in the middle. Not too far, like, not too long, like the heavyweight guys. Like, so that sucks.
You had to set the tone for the whole thing.
Yeah, I had to set the tone. And I was like, it was nerve-wracking. I told Coach Nelson, I'm like, if there is ever the opportunity where you can, like, not do that to me again, please don't. Because that was awful. Like, I'm not the starter. I'm not the guy. Like, you know, that's why I moved up. I'm not a 106-pounder anymore.
Right.
But I definitely want to fill into 157.
So, like, you know, obviously I know, like, you stay pretty active year-round. You know, you don't really get too big. Like you know, I used to get really huge. You know, I would gain a lot of pounds, you know, a lot of weight. But for you, right, like, what's your walk-around weight?
Well, it depends how really active I am. You know, like, I went to a bunch of Division I camps when I was in high school. And you got guys, like, if you've ever heard of them, you got guys like Alex Derringer, 3-time national champion for Oklahoma State. He wrestled 165, and the guy was walking around at, like, 195. And I saw him during the off season, and I'm like, wow. He had some chub. Yeah. And then I see him, like, on TV wrestling in the dual meets. I'm like, he looks like a totally different person. I don't do that. Because, one, I'm lactose. So I don't have that dairy. So just, like, imagine yourself and just cut out all the dairy you've had over the span of your life. And that's me. So I can't afford to, like, I couldn't do it even if I wanted to. Like, I'm taking all these, like, these protein. I got to take the vegan protein stuff. Yeah, like, I can't have whey. It's terrible. I mean, I like it. It tastes good. And vanilla bean. But, like, it's just so hard. I got to take, like, all this stuff just to, like, you know, not lose weight. I was walking around in the high 60s during season, and now I'm as light as ever right now. I was 160 after rolling around today.
Wow.
I was like, why couldn't I be like this during season? Like, when I want to gain the weight, I don't. But when I don't want to, I do.
So, like, what's, like, you know, I know you wrestle, like, in the smaller divisions. Like, what's the heaviest you've ever been in your life?
I wrestled 175 at an off-season tournament. I will never do that again.
You didn't like how it felt kind of thing?
No, I wrestled this one guy from an NAIA school, Life. Probably one of the best schools I've ever seen wrestle. Like, you know, like, NAIA, there's no limit. Like, they can throw you so much money and all this stuff. And, like, they'll be bringing in, like, these crazy guys that should be going to high-level Division I schools. But they're like, hey, I'm going to stay local. I'm going to wrestle here, being an NAI All-American. And I'll wrestle. And there's just a few guys in my bracket from, like, schools like Life. And they wrestled 174 in college. I wrestled 149, but I was bulking up over the summer. And I saw these guys. And, like, in my head, I was like, you know, I want to go home.
Yeah. I know the feeling, trust me. So wrestling, right? It's such a crazy sport, and there's so many things that go into it. But like for you, like you, like obviously like your skill, there's mental toughness. There's so many elements that go into a match. For you, like mental toughness is very important. Like, is there any advice that you have to like stay tough and not to like keep going? That I don't know if my question makes sense, but like for you, right? Like, who are your biggest inspirations, and what can you take from them and make it your own?
Well, I like to take inspiration from a lot of people. Like, if they've competed and they've succeeded at the highest level, obviously I want to pick their brain, you know. But one thing that they've always said is, you're never out of it. There's always room to improve. You're never out of it. And when you lose, you don't really, like, there's no really such thing as losing in wrestling. It's only learning. And like, that sounds cheesy and all that, but it really is true. Like, you can go back and watch your film and realize what you did wrong. Next time you wrestle the guy, you know, you whoop his ass. Like, it's happened all the time. Like, I see it all the time in college where this one guy will beat this other guy like 10-0. And next match, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen again. No. The other guy gets teched like 15-0. Well, a technical fall in wrestling is like a mercy rule. Yeah, the other guy gets teched. I'm just like, wow, what adjustments did that guy make? You know, it can happen. Like, in a span of weeks, all you got to do is make those adjustments. And it's just, you're never out of it. Like I was saying earlier with that Newberry kid I was wrestling, you're never out of it. I was losing like 9-1. And I was never phased. I was just like in the second and third period, I'm like, oh, 8-1, not that bad. I'm comfortable in that position. I mean, obviously no one wants to be down 8-1, but I'm not freaking out. And then I just started taking him down repeatedly because I knew he was tired. And then I eventually pinned him. He had his arm up, clawed him right, pinned him. And that wasn't the first time. I usually do that a lot. And makes it a little bit more exciting.
All right.
But one match that like was a staple of how I was just kept myself in the match. All I gotta do is keep myself in the match. But one, I was in high school. It was the blood round to qualify for states. And I was losing to a kid from Goose Creek. I got put to my back, and I was pretty close to getting pinned. And I was losing like 6 or 7-1. And everyone was like, oh man, it's over. PJ's done. I looked up at the score and I said, huh, only 6-1? That's not too bad. And the second and third period, I take this kid down probably like 6 times. It eventually was tied. And I took him down overtime. Was not phased the entire time. So, a life lesson there, you know. And not just in wrestling and anything. It's never over. Like, even in you know, sports like MMA, like, you can be winning every round, all of a sudden you get knocked out. It happens. Like, wrestling's that sport where, like, that's what I love about the sport. It's not like football or baseball. If you're losing, you know, 5-0 and, you know, 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth, like, oh, dude, game's over, unless like some crazy miracle, or like football, like you're down 48-21, like the game's over, you know, like there's nothing you can do to stop that. But in wrestling, there's always something. There's always some little trick you got in your back pocket. You're down 10-0, like we drill it in practice. What's your 5-point move? What's your go-to? Like, there's always something. That's what I love about the sport.
Right. I mean, combat sports is crazy. I mean, like you said, anything can happen. Just like, you know, in the fight between, one of my favorite UFC moments between Anderson Silva and Chael Sonnen, the first fight they had, where Chael Sonnen just, like, beat him from post to post. Like, he was 10-8 in him some rounds. Like, he was complete dominating Anderson Silva. And, I mean, it looked like Anderson Silva wasn't going to win at all. And in the fifth round, maybe less than a minute left, he threw, like, a Hail Mary, like, triangle. And he caught him, and he submitted him. Combat sports are crazy. Wrestling's crazy. Speaking of MMA, like I know you got a cousin, right? He does MMA. You ever thought about making that transition? I know a lot of fellow Coke boys like Chris Poland, John Watts, Ryan Camp, right? Like, all these guys are making these transitions. Have you ever thought about, like, I know your sights are on wrestling right now, but has it ever crossed your mind?
Well, yeah, I like to train at my cousin's gym a lot, and I'm just, like, yeah, not my thing. You know, I like to hit the books, you know, going to be a lawyer. That's the plan for right now, and it gives me more years to wrestle. Like, I love wrestling. It's my entire life as of right now, but there is something I am planning to do after wrestling, and it's a judo. Yeah, I went to a judo gym over the summer, and my senseis were wrestlers. One wrestled Division I at Temple before they dropped the program. He's an older guy. Mm-hmm. But, like, no, you see, like, these wrestlers, like, not these big-time guys, but these other guys, and they have, like, crazy knee surgeries, crazy shoulder surgeries, and they're walking around like football players, and they can barely walk in their 40s. Meanwhile, I see these judo guys, and they're throwing people into their 70s and 80s. You know, I'm just like, that's something, like, because I'll never lose that need for competition. You know, and, like, you know, opens are fun in wrestling. Open, like, you know, going to an open and wrestling some, like, 40-year-old guy watching his kids watching him wrestle. Right. Go, Dad! No. Yeah, that's fun and all, but, like, something really serious, like a collegiate wrestling dual meet or NCAA, is like something serious. Like, I crave that, and I can get that in judo. And, you know, it's a pretty fun transition when you're a wrestler. Same thing in
jiu-jitsu,
you know, yeah exactly. It's such an easy transition because you know your weight, you know you have good balance, you know how to shift your weight and all that stuff. It comes by, you know, it goes pretty quickly, you know, you can pick it up. So it's fun. Plus, I really like wearing a gi. It makes me feel pretty cool.
Gis are cool. I always kind of, you know, whenever, because I've done jiu-jitsu a couple times, and, you know, at first when I was wearing one, like, I didn't like it because people would, like, you know, pull you down by it and, like, try to put, in, like, their hands inside, and, you know, I was kind of like, I prefer no gi better, but, I mean, gis do look cool. Well, you know what I mean? They are pretty badass. So.
Yeah, they do look badass.
But yeah, bro. I mean, I think what you're doing is really exciting and really fun. And, you know, I know Coker's glad to have you come back and wrestle again. But I mean, I know there's going to be, like, a lot of wrestlers out there and younger wrestlers listening to this podcast. What's some advice you give to them?
Make wrestling fun. Any way you can, make wrestling fun. Wrestling is a brutal sport. It can drain you. It can drain you of everything, but you got to find ways to make it fun. The best schools in the country find ways to make it fun, like Penn State. Like, you listen to Kale Sanderson talk, and he's just like, yeah, we just make wrestling fun. Like, and they, you know, the interview, like, he has interviews, like, oh, coach, what are you going to work on? He's like, wrestling. Just have fun and wrestle. You'll see videos of them playing dodgeball before practice. You know, that's what Coach Nelson has started doing with us, you know, playing dodgeball. Like, honestly, when I play a few games of dodgeball, I got a good sweat going, and I'm ready to wrestle. Like, I'm pumped.
Those games getting pretty intense, too. They're really fun.
Yeah, really intense. Yeah, I get actually pumped to wrestle and work out. Like, plus, you got, like, the dance music going. I'm like, oh, I'm ready to go.
Right. So pretty much always make wrestling fun, and always stay composed in a match. Don't ever lose your cool.
Yeah, if you master those, there's no one's gonna beat you. And another thing is, like, you know, all these, like, sayings, like, you can say, oh, they're cheesy and all this stuff, but they really do. They're very meaningful. Like, one, for example, at regionals. So regional tournament is like the Southeast regional tournament, and Division II. Top three go to nationals. I took third, and I qualified. And I lost in the quarterfinals. And I lost to a guy I shouldn't have lost to. And I was down on my luck. I was, like, you know, I was down in the dumps. I was upset. And then I was just like, you know, just take one match at a time. I'm going to be honest. I wanted to go home after I lost. I'm like, yeah, this sucks. I want to go home. You know, just go to sleep. Because it was a rough day in the beginning. You know, it was a tough weight cut, even though I wasn't really cutting that much. You know, stuff happens towards the end of the year. And I was just like, I just want to go home. But then I wrestled this kid that I beat earlier in the season. And I'm like, oh, I can't lose to him. I can't. I'm just going to beat this kid, and then I want to go home. I mean, six, 7 more minutes. I'll just wrestle for 7 more minutes, and then I'm done. And I just go out there, and I just, like, completely dominate him. And the first time I wrestled him, it was, like, by skin of my teeth, like a last-second takedown. But this time, I'm pretty sure I almost majored him. Like, major is winning by 8 points or more, like, between 8 and 15. And I almost majored him. So I was actually kind of pumped. So I was like, all right, here we go. And then I wrestled another guy. He beat me earlier in the season. It was like 5-1 on my senior night. And I was mad. Like, he was like, you know, talking trash and all that. Trash talking. Yeah, he was saying all this, you know, and it was really getting on my nerves. And if you ever see, like, videos, if you ever watch the Coker wrestling meet versus Coker and Emmanuel, you'll see me, I'm the last match. And the kid starts pissing me off, and I shove him, and he flops. Like a complete LeBron James flop. I was like, what is this kid doing? But I got the rest of my regionals. And I was actually pumped. I'm like, oh, I'm getting back what's mine. And I completely dominated him. Like, didn't really show on the scoreboard, but he had absolutely no offense, couldn't do anything. I beat him like 5-1. I completely dominated him. Like, I played my cards right, and I beat him. And I was like, oh, wow, one more match and I qualify for nationals. I can do it. And I had to wrestle a Newberry kid. And I was like, I can do this. Like, actually, it was a different kid this time. I don't know what happened in their lineup, but I'm wrestling a different kid now. I'm like, oh, I got this. I watched him wrestle earlier, and I was like, yeah, I got this. I was, after beating those two kids, my confidence just, it was multiplied. I was so pumped to wrestle, and I beat him. I played my, you know, I could have put more points in the board, but I just wanted to be safe. You know, like I said earlier, anything could happen. I was winning by a few points. I'm like, okay, just don't get thrown. That's what I was saying in my head the last 20 seconds. You know, wrestle hard, don't get thrown. And I win, and I qualified. So it's just, you know, that's not, it was like legit, just take it one match at a time. Love the sport. No, keep the love for the sport. One match at a time. There's always something you can do. And I just think there's like, you got to have that voice in the back of your head. Like all, like, high-level athletes have. I'm like, oh, you got one more sprint in you. You can do this. There's, you know, usually like, you know, the angel and the devil kind of deal. Like, oh, no, you're done. Go take a break. And you got the other person in the back of your head. It's like, no, you got this. Come on, one more lap. You got like, they make you feel guilty for not working hard enough. So it's just, all this stuff sounds cheesy, but it's all true.
100%. 100%. Like a lot of athletes and athletes come to the next level, that they need to hear things like this, because it's easy to give up. It's easy to, you know, not want to do that last sprint. But at the highest level, you gotta do those kind of things if you want to be the best, and especially competing with other high level athletes. But yeah, man, I think what you're doing is really exciting. I think it's cool that you're going to law school. I mean, everything you're doing is really exciting, man. And I can't wait to watch you wrestle for another season.
Yeah, excited to wrestle.
And I know you're doing nothing but big things, brother. So I appreciate you coming on. And I appreciate you coming on the Big Chillin' Podcast. And and before you go, any last words to all your family, friends, and supporters?
Dirty Myrtle. I'm enjoying my summer.
As you should, bro. As you should. Well, you heard it, guys. Thank you for listening. And make sure you go to the description link and copy you some of the freshest podcast merch in the game. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. We're out. Spilling, got my drink spilling. All these haters mad now because I've been winning. Yeah, I'm nice with it. Roll the dice with it.